Edwin Hawkins Singers and Oh Happy Day. I'm Scott Johnson, along with David W. Dexter and Steve Gale and all kinds of other neat people up here at the new Julian A. McPhee College Union building. And my tongue gets tied every time I try to say that.
That is quite a mouthful. People were suggesting abbreviations for it, and I don't know. They said, how about calling it the J-A-M for Julian A. McPhee, the Jam? I don't think that's too appropriate myself. I don't know.
How about the Jam Coup?
The what?
How about the Jam Coup?
That's
no,
even worse than
no
jam.
Thanks. That's even worse. We could call it Strawberry.
What is that?
Strawberry Jam.
Oh, no.
Oh-ho. Hey, why don't we just call it the Chandelier, you know, Factory or something? Have you seen those
factory. Beautiful
chandeliers hanging up there in the main patio? They're just beautiful.
You mean the light bulbs?
Oh, yeah, the light bulbs.
The light bulbs.
Very artistic, very artistic.
What do you think of that big monster thing coming out of the ceiling over the stairway that we're looking at right now? Big monster.
The skylight, that's quite interesting. They have these fluorescent tubes. If you haven't been down here tonight, it looks better at night than it does during the day because they turn the tubes on. And there's this cement projectile hanging from the ceiling. It's kind of a beehive, honeycomb-shaped thing. It's hanging out of the ceiling over the stairwell in the middle of the lobby, and they turn the fluorescent tubes on. It looks rather nice. And all kinds of other architectural wonders like that here in the new Julian McPhee College Union.
How do you like the colors of the, the exterior painting design?
That's one of the biggest controversies of the new College Union. I think they kind of grow on you, really. It doesn't look too bad after you've been up here for a while, you know, and really enjoying it.
This might be kind of off color, but I visited the restroom off color.
No pun intended, I'm sure.
No pun intended, but I visited the restrooms, and wow, they're rather multicolored too.
Oh yes, definitely. You walk in from a green hall into a blue inner hall into a sterile white restroom, and you just
with
about
blue
blind
doors.
You.
Oh yeah, but with the blue doors, the dark blue doors,
and
really
pretty stainless steel sinks. Yes, we have to describe every detail.
Every detail.
Downstairs, I think, is Mr. Steve Gale.
Yes, I'm down here. I have a report for you here. We are just about set to start the trivia bowl. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to line our thing around, and rather than try to attempt to give you the play-by-play of the trivia bowl, we are going to come back about 7:30 or 7:45 when the trivia bowl is ended. We're going to interview the winner. So how does that sound to you?
Okay, I want you to keep track of all the questions that were asked, though, so we can ask them of our listeners.
Scotty?
Yes.
This is Ed back here, and I was wondering if we could maybe give away some albums tonight with some of the neat questions, maybe some questions of our own.
We have some things to give away.
Uh-huh. Or 45s, anything of that nature. We'll start thinking about that or getting on to it, maybe.
Okay. What he wants to do is keep track of some of the questions they ask so that we can ask him on.
That's you, Steve. Steve?
Listeners for prizes, you know. So what we might do is just get a list from
That's a good idea. I think Steve...
Yes, Steve has funny things happening to his voice.
Right, well, he was saying that he thought it might be a good idea to keep some of the questions and then ask them over the air, and then if someone out in our listening audience heard the questions and knew the answer, to phone us up at, you know, the station, and then we could give them a record.
Or something like that.
Something like that, anyway. Okay, well, do you want to get some more music on the turntable? And
That sounds like
a
plan.
The chipmunks turning the...
Okay, you got to shut up, though.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. Dude, that was some old gold. Are you there, Scotty, baby? Are you there? Oh, here he comes with more music.
Have you ever been completely unprepared for what you're going to do?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Okay. What are you doing, Scott?
What have you got queued up?
Me? Well, I've got some Walter Wonderly Trio.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Do you want me to spin a little bit of Walter Wonderly?
Well, I'm sorry. We'll just try this, okay?
Okay.
Lola and Power Man and the Money Go Round, the Kinks and Ape Man. Happening right now at the College Union is a KCPR remote and all kinds of neat people. Steve Reeves is here. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott. Gee, the mic really works. Okay.
Yes, Steve, it does. Does my mic work?
Yes, you work. You work.
Would you like a little interview?
Sure, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, with me I have a girl named Molly. She's an RM up at Trinity. What do you like most about the College Union, Molly?
Oh, I think the and the atmosphere of everyone being able to get together.
That's good. Anything that, what have you seen today, rather?
Oh, I saw the Chinese students this afternoon, but I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening tonight.
What brings her back here tonight, anyway, other than just that?
Oh, since she doesn't hear the question, I'll have to repeat it. What brought you back here tonight?
Oh, just time on my hand and see what's happening.
Okay, that's about it from here, Scott.
Okay, great. All of a sudden, the noise and the rumble and the whole entire building stopped, and that's because Comfort over in the multi-use room stopped playing. And I just had a report that there's not really very many people in there, so if you want to get out to see Comfort, do so.
Sounds like it should be a pretty good show. Scotty, I was wondering, how'd you like to get educated with some more history?
Not for 2 minutes yet.
Okay.
Okay, we got David W. Dexter on the left microphone here.
Hi.
Give us your comment there on that...
On the band.
On the band, yeah.
They're really great. I must admit, they just did a song like Chicago did. I'm a Man is the name of the song. They've got a trumpet and a saxophone and I think another trumpet. And they're really very good. They're from the Sacramento area. I've never heard of them myself. There's not very many people in there up in the multi-purpose room, so it's free and you'll really get a charge out of it. It's quite a good band, better than you'll hear the average band.
How is it going to be free and you're going to get a charge out of it anyway?
You know, those guys in there, they're having the same problem we are. Every time they touch anything metal, they get a shock, so...
Sounds like another current joke, but we'll lay off the electrons for that.
Out of this way.
Okay, over to our left is some neat movies. I just heard a monstrous laugh out of there, so there must be some very interesting movies and cartoons and neat things happening there. And downstairs, Steve Gale is reporting on the Trivia Bowl, I hope. Steve Gale is obviously right in front of us. Why don't you go on over there and tell us about the Trivia Bowl.
Oh, the Trivia Bowl, well, there's a lot of trivia going on down there. As I told you last time, we are not going to cover the play-by-play. In fact, what we're going to do is get a list of the questions afterwards, and then we're going to interview the winner of the Trivia Bowl, and we'll have the questions back up here to ask our listeners maybe to win some albums or something like that.
Okay, well, we had the first question. That was, what was the number on Sergeant Friday, or what's his name's badge?
Yeah, it was Sergeant Joe Friday's. You know, and I heard a wise guy, I think his name was Hamburger Hines or something, I heard his answer was 91.3.
And I think it is.
Oh, 91. That number sounds familiar, Scott. Where have I heard that before?
Probably on the radio. Back at our studio, we have something very, very interesting for you.
The College Union building is finally going to be a reality. The words of ASI President Rush Hill in 1968. The struggle to see the College Union get finished has been going on since 1932. Today, it is at last open to the public. Bids for construction of the College Union went out in January of 1968, and at the time, it was expected that the building would be completed by October of 1969. The only expected problem was the loss of a good-sized parking lot on which the building now sits. Fate took its hand in the progress of the building, and through various delays in construction, bad weather, and general bad luck all the way around, the College Union took until today to be ready for you to enjoy. The building was financed for over $4 million and houses the offices of the Associated Students of Cal Poly, numerous meeting rooms, activities offices, the El Corral bookstore, a vast multi-purpose room, and a bowling alley. Many other student-oriented facilities will find their home in our new College Union. You have helped make its opening possible through your paying of fees each quarter, so by right it belongs to all of you. It started as a dream of a pioneer in the early days of Cal Poly. It has become a reality today. The new Julian A. McPhee College Union building.
Can I have a date Saturday? Oh, I love that voice. We're back up here at the Julian A. McPhee College Union building, and people are starting to arrive, finally. It was kind of barren in here earlier this afternoon, maybe two or three people, but now the lobby's starting to fill up, and the band Comfort is over in the multi-use room. Downstairs, a Trivia Bowl is happening.
Oh, there's movies in the lounge, and I think there's another band outside.
Yeah, on the plaza. Why don't somebody go over there and look? We'll bring back after, after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I got the name of it, but I admit I forgot it. Oh, well.
Liberty West.
There we go. Liberty West. That's
it. And the guy asked me to remind people all over Cal Poly and the San Luis Obispo community that Linda Ronstadt and Sweetwater will be here coming the Sunday after registration, which is, I guess, 2.5 weeks away or so, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And by the way, while we're reminding people, if you're going to plan on using the pool tables or any of the game room stuff down there, you better get here right away because there's a waiting list at least a couple hours long, and it's probably going to be longer than that. So get here soon.
Okay, and we'll get right here soon. Simon and Garfunkel from Bridge Over Troubled Water and Bye Bye Love. back here at the Julian A. McPhee College Union Building. The whole whole staff is here. On my left, hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott.
On
Steve and Steve. Don't forget
Steve,
the other Steve.
Yeah, Steve and Steve. And a whole bunch of people starting to congregate here at the College Union. Back at the studio, is Ed O'Brien?
Yes, I'm right here.
I knew you would be.
Oh, Ed, where else would you be?
No, naturally.
I think
see you
over,
after the show.
I think over here we got somebody, too. Is Don Overton around?
Yes, Scott, can you hear me?
Yes,
okay, I'm at the cashier office down in the deep, dark corridors of the College Union, and there's a little note up on the window that says, effective on Monday, March 8, 1971, the cashiering functions of the associated students and the Cal Poly Foundation will be handled through the cashier office in the new College Union building. And that's about it for now.
Okay, great. And seeing as though we got not much going on, we may as well go back to a little more music. How's that sound, group? Everybody, one, two, three.
Groovy,
baby.
California Dreamin' coming to reality. That's Mamas and Papas, one of their 16 greatest hits on Creek Alley. Back here at the College Union building, you can hear in the background the sounds of Comfort, a rock concert happening right now. So if you got anything to do or nothing to do, come on down and take a tour of the new College Union. It's open and it's free, and everything is free. Movies, trivia bowls, and everybody that I have talked to so far says that the band in there is just fantastic.
I've heard from people that it's just great. It really is.
Yeah, and I've heard from several other people that it must be great. So it must be great.
It must be great. Yeah, that's quite a consensus, I'd say.
So come on down if you want to hear a great band. It's Comfort from Sacramento. I was just commenting on how large this room is. It's kind of cavernous, really. We were counting the people here, and there must be 50 to 75 people in front of us, but it doesn't look like there's more than 14 or 15. It's just a monstrous building, but it's really, really beautiful.
It sounds like there's a lot of people out there. It must be just the echoes coming through to your microphone.
Mostly it's the band over in the multi-use room, which is about 100, well, between 75 and 125 yards from us.
Uh-huh.
And they're just that loud. They've got a set of mixing and amplifying and so forth set up in there, and speaker set up that is just out of this world. It takes up the whole wall of the room.
Okay, Scotty, I'm wondering if I could kind of give you something before you take us into music, okay? Here it comes. Are you ready for it? Are you really ready?
No, I'm not ready, because I want to do it first. Ha, ha, ha. KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Aw, shucks.
But you can play it anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, here it goes.
The realization of a dream come true. The opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union on KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
That's really snazzy, Jim. Or Ed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Ed.
At least something. Yes, Jim is probably back up there, I guess. He came down here, and it looks like he left. Maybe he's back
Yeah, Steve Gale
around.
Is supposed to be coming on to do my thing. I'm Scott Johnson. I'll probably take a remote microphone somewhere or go hide, and then I have to go play your job for a while, so.
Oh, you should be so lucky. Well, how about some more music?
Until then, yes, from the association. That was Phil Wershba, our classical music person, saying classical music. Maybe we'll find some for him.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe that. We've got a new engineer over here on a new board up here at the College Union. Steve Gale is playing around and learning the thing, so we'll have a few squeaks, pops, clocks, and crumbles for a little bit.
Hi there,
until
sports
then.
Fans. Yeah, really neat. Hey, guess what? It's 7:02 in San Luis Obispo. This is KCPR, FM 91.
We already did that. You just...
Yeah, well, that's how far out in left field I am.
Yeah, left out, that's for sure. We're at the College Union. All kinds of neat things happening tonight. People starting to congregate. And some of the neat things are the Cool Hand Luke Committee, Big Hand 4, Little Lady, W.C. Fields, Roadrunner, and Hollywood Cartoons. Happening right now in the upper floor lounge, right over to our left.
I can hear
those
people.
As we sit at KCPR. No, what you hear, really, is the low rumble of the bass notes of the band that's playing over in the multi-use room.
Well, some people were just laughing. I thought that it might be them.
Oh, yeah, we get an outburst of laughter from the movies sometimes, so it must be some good movies in there.
Outside on the plaza, I was wondering if the band was still out there, and if the band was, if everybody was out there freezing, or there were a lot of people out there dancing around in the streets, or everybody was up to date?
Yes.
I'm inside, but I can see outside. The band's still there. Everybody's freezing. Some people are sitting along on the cement little steps, I guess you call them, and about, I'd say 20 people are dancing out there.
Well, what? They are dancing then?
They've stopped momentarily. I'm sure that won't...
Which band is out there?
I don't know. It's the one outside.
Let me see. In the plaza, Saturday night. That's, should be the Western Dance with the Western Playboys.
Yeah, also inside the Trivia Bowl, see the group Folk Direction is leading in the first round. A score of 12 to 10.
12 to 2. Okay, well, that's a late sports score, Steve Gale.
12 to 10.
What was that? I missed it.
The late sports score was 12 to 2.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It was 10, not 2.
Oh, okay, 10 to 2. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Try 12 to 10.
12 to 10. What score was that?
That's the first round in the Trivia Bowl that's still going.
Oh, right. Way to go.
So that's just a little action report there.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to...
Lou Rinaldi.
Scott, I can't hear you, but one of the hard questions here this evening was who is the general manager of Famous 14, and do you know?
I know, but I don't know if I want to put it over our radio station.
Well, it took them two turns before they got the right answer down here.
That's too bad for old H.O.
H.O., that's right. You can play some more music for us?
I think Steve Gale's going to play some more music for us very, very soon now.
Okay, I'll give you back.
Okay, we want more news from the Trivia Bowl in a little bit.
Okay, real good.
Chicago from the Transit Authority. Tell us what it is.
Oh, yes, this is a... does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody really care?
How about that? Chicago from their second album.
Hey, guess who's here, folks?
Guess who's here?
Well, let's hear downstairs. Let's see who guesses.
Come in, please, whoever you are.
Do you have him turned up?
It's got to be Lou Rinaldi.
It's got to be. Where is he? Where's Lou? We want Lou.
Last time I saw him, he was downstairs.
He's probably hiding in one of the closets
He's
someplace.
Probably not speaking into his microphone is what he's probably
he's
not
He's probably
doing.
Not even listening to us. Well, David W. Dexter
We're going to try
here.
Something else. We're going to do some music instead, right?
David W. Dexter on the radio, along with... the entire KCPR remote team bringing exclusive coverage of the new opening of the College Union building.
We're going to listen to music now from Santana from the Abraxas album. That's the music of Santana and Oye Como Va from the Abraxas album. All kinds of nice things going on here.
Sounds like bongos.
Yeah, where's that coming from? Well, that's Ed O'Brien back at the studio.
Oh, of course.
How about that? Listen, a few people out there are craving music. The kind you can really rock to and all that. They have about six and a half hours of nonstop music, that is, up here in the multi-purpose room. At 6 o'clock, in fact, right now, we've got the rock dance featuring a group called Comfort. At 8 p.m., a group called Victoria will be performing, and at 10:15, a group called Clockwork Orange will be performing. So that's all free tonight in the multi-purpose room.
Not to mention several different bands that you can dance to outside in the plaza.
If you don't freeze first. I don't know, are they still going to keep those out there?
I think the people would freeze first, though.
What's that?
I think the people would freeze first.
I think so, too.
I've never heard on the clocks in the startup room. They're all very original.
Who is that?
This is Don Overton in the OSI offices.
You seem to be distorting a bit, so we're...
it sounds a little bit fuzzy.
Also, that noise in the background is a floor polisher, I believe it is.
They've decided to bring out the janitorial squad.
Right, they're waxing the floors while we're on the air. We're going to do some more music here anyway. It's instrumental music from the Janis Joplin album, Pearl.
How are you? I'm going to interview for you here. I'm over at the information desk.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
Dwayne Shaw.
Okay, Mr. Shaw, what's your main purpose?
Well, the information desk attendant while she's on a short break. My job is building supervisor.
And what does that job entail?
Well, that's I'm responsible for what's happening inside the building while I'm on duty.
Okay, how many people do you estimate have been here today?
Well, I don't know. Since I came on at 6 o'clock, I'd say there's probably been... about 5,000 people through the building, running in and out.
Okay, thank you. Back to you, Reddy.
Whoever that is. Anyway, we've got some more Creedence Clearwater Revival, traveling band.
Clearwater Revival.
Oh, how about that? Yes, indeed. We're bouncing off all the walls over here.
Hey, I was wondering, Woody, I can hear myself bouncing.
Who is that in the corner?
Oh, this is your friendly engineer, Ed, down here. I was wondering, have you found Lou Rinaldi? Maybe he's with Craig Hines down in the burger bar. Maybe it's.
I'm going to conjure up a spirit and see whose voice this is.
Aha.
Ed?
Yes.
How about that?
Oh,
we got rid of Hamburger Hines.
You got rid of him?
Yeah, we sent him to work.
I think we sent him to where we got our beautiful board. And we
and
should
who's this Woody guy you keep calling out?
We keep thanking. We should thank
Woody
him again.
Woody left this morning. He went home.
Oh,
yeah.
Woody left.
Lompoc.
To Lompoc.
To Lompoc, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, you know, you people really need an education. And I've got an education to give to you. So how do you like that?
Okay, go ahead and do
okay,
it.
Here's some history.
Do it to it. Back in August of 1966, a writer from El Mustang, the college newspaper, said, "A little patience will pay off great dividends." The writer was speaking about a proposed college union building. Today, the dream that President Julian A. McPhee held foremost in his mind is now a reality. Since the early part of the 1930s, Julian McPhee wanted a place that students could call their own. He dreamed of a building that would one day be the living room of the Cal Poly campus. On August 8, 1966, it was announced in Sacramento that the college had been granted a $3 million loan to finance the construction of a college union building. Construction was to have started within a year, with the completion date being set at an optimistic 18 months later. History was to prove otherwise. Julian McPhee was not to live to see his dream become reality. But today, our new college union is completed. It stands as a monument to an academic pioneer.
Era's coming.
That's Three Dog Night. I'm getting feedback again. This is David W. Dexter up at the College Union.
And over here is
and
Scott
Steve
Johnston.
Gale.
Yes,
Scott Johnston's over here.
How about that?
I'm
where are you?
Upper floor lounge of the New College Union, where movies by the dozens are being shown.
What's showing right now?
Right now there's a movie by the committee, and I might have somebody here that might like to comment on how they like the movie. Excuse me. How do you like the movie so far?
Pretty good, except you can't hear much from the band outside.
Yeah, that's the way it is in the whole union right now. It seems like that band kind of vibrates the whole structure. I wonder if it's going to stay there.
Yeah, but if we could get the door closed all the way, it'd be a lot better.
Okay, thank you very much. Wood?
Right.
David.
Woody.
David.
My goodness, everything's happening. Somebody's feeding into the right thing at the wrong time. Well, we'll try this and see what that does.
You say yes, hello.
And that's the Beatles. How about that?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Who's
that
really
in
the
beautiful.
Background?
Oh, this is your friendly engineer back here.
Friendly engineer.
What are you doing down there, friendly engineer?
Well, actually, what I'm doing is I'm watching Lou Stevens
sleep.
Yeah, sleep. He's fallen asleep.
Did he fall asleep?
He's fallen asleep right on top of the control panel right here. Yes.
See, that's terrible.
Yes.
Well, what I'd like to do is invite everybody who happens to be listening to us. Yeah, go ahead. Turn off your FM sets and hop in your car, walk, or whatever, and get over to College Union. There's a rock concert going on in the multipurpose room right now, and they have a fantastic sound system you wouldn't believe.
I've never seen anything like it. They've got what is it, Altec Lansing speakers.
Yeah,
Voice of the
A7s and just a lot of meters, and it's really great. And downstairs, the Trivia Bowl. After the Trivia Bowl tonight, there'll be the mariachi band, which ought to be kind of interesting. Shades of Tijuana Brass or something.
Yeah, featuring the Melodias. I guess
yeah,
that's the name of the band.
Yeah, Melodias or something like that.
That's
downstairs, yes.
Speaking of Melodias, how about some more music?
Okay.
More music?
But wait a minute, hold it. Wait a minute, stop.
What
everybody.
Is it? What's the problem?
I've got to lay something on you.
You got to lay it on
us. I've really got to lay it on you. Are you ready for it?
Okay,
we're ready.
You ready? Okay, here she comes.
Go ahead.
Serving Central California from San Luis Obispo.
KCPR.
How'd you like that? How'd you like that, group?
Just once more.
Oh, here she comes.
I chose you for the one. Girl.
That's David Clayton Thomas in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and You Made Me So Very Happy. Well, Lou, we got all kinds of funny things to do for the people, don't we?
Yeah, if you're sitting at home and you're going to come in, stop by our booth, which is in the lobby of the College Union building, And if you give us the magic words or the secret word, we'll give you a free record of some sort or another. The word is Black Snow. Have
the
a good weekend.
We're say
and,
it.
Say what?
That's Black the only time we're
the secret
say.
Word.
Someone
yeah.
just said it again. So come down to our booth here at the College Union and say Black Snow.
Right now, we're going to listen to George Harrison. My Sweet Lord.
Oh, My Sweet Lord, what a hit.
My Sweet Lord.
Here we are back again up here in the College Union lobby. We've been here since, what, 11 o'clock this morning, David?
Yes, yes,
isn't
11
it terrible?
O'clock. It seems like 11 o'clock 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to fall asleep
so
after last night.
Yeah, speaking of sleep, Lou Stevens just woke up. Yes.
He just woke up?
He just
yeah,
woke
I just woke up.
Up.
That's good. We're glad to hear that.
Is he giving you technical assistance down there?
Oh, by all means.
Ed O'Brien, are you going to be here at 10 to 12?
If I don't crash out by then,
good.
Sure.
All the girls out there, if you have a chance, come on in between 10 and 12, and you get to see lovely, magnificent, handsome Ed O'Brien.
Oh, yes, eligible bachelor of San Luis Obispo.
Right.
Something like that.
That sounds like somebody else's
Mrs. O'Brien's favorite son.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was a good one. This is Hey Jude, The Ventures off their 10th anniversary album.
Sounds like The Ventures and Hey Jude.
It was The Ventures and it was Hey Jude. Had a good weekend, make it even better, and make the scene tonight for a folk blues concert. That's tomorrow night, Sunday. Hear John Lee Hooker, Kasha Oman, and Johnny Shines all in one great show.
We'd like
that's
to recommend
Sunday night
that, well,
from 7 p.m.
Well, if people want
until
to see that, they
better midnight.
Come
early. Early, because there's only seating for 1,385 people.
Right
wow.
Are you going,
great.
Dexter?
No, I think I'm going to be sleeping all day.
You're going to sleep tomorrow, too. Yeah. I hear Ed O'Brien saying something. What's he
yes,
saying?
That you people need some education now.
Why?
Yes.
You is need it time for that again?
It's time for education time.
Can I do an ID before you punch the button?
Well, you can do an ID whenever you want to do an ID.
KCPR in San Luis Obispo.
Hey, that sounds great, Lou. You got a great voice.
Julian A. McPhee was the second president of this college. Born in San Francisco on February 7, 1896, McPhee earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in Agriculture at the University of California at Berkeley in 1917. He later went on to gain a master's degree in agricultural education, and in 1952 earned his doctorate from Armstrong College in Berkeley. He was a member of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, the Kiwanis Club, Phi Delta Kappa, Alpha Phi Omega, Alpha Zeta, and the American Vocational Association. McPhee joined the United States Navy and served as an ensign from 1917 to 1919, after which he taught school and became vice principal at Gilroy High School in Northern California. In 1925, he became the state supervisor of agricultural education, a post which he held until 1944. During this time, he was a member of the committee that formed the Future Farmers of America group and organized a statewide program of agricultural teacher training that still exists today. Julian McPhee then went on to become the state director of vocational education, and then he was appointed president of the Cal Poly School in 1933. The present campus here in San Luis Obispo has changed quite a bit since the early days of the McPhee administration.
Most of
what we see on campus today was in some way due to his efforts. Today, we open the doors to our new College Union, bearing his name in memorial tribute. The Julian A. McPhee College Union stands in our appreciation of a man whose entire life was Cal Poly.
Gee, that sounds great.
Oh, isn't her voice really fantastic, Ed?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, we're going to have to find that girl and do something with her.
By all means.
This is Neil Diamond, especially for you. It's called Kentucky Woman.
That's Neil Diamond and Kentucky Woman. Steve Gale out there somewhere on the floor.
Let's hear it from Steve Gale.
Let's hear it from Steve Gale.
Tennis report, right?
Well, I guess we're not going to hear it from Steve Gale. We've got something else happening at the same time, so we're going to do this instead. Music from the motion picture Myra Breckinridge.
I think we better figure out what's going on here.
I think we should too.
All right.
That's music from the motion picture of Myra Breckinridge and Steve Gale with sports on his mind. What have you got to say?
Well, thank you very much, David W. Dexter. I'm talking now with the number two man on the tennis team at Cal Poly, Tom Martin. Tom, I understand you played a match today in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, we had a match against UCSB today, a rematch. We played them earlier in the season.
very tough team here in the university division. Cal Poly's in the college division, and we had a tough time with them today. UCSB defeated us 7-2.
I see. What can you go down maybe the individual lineup, maybe just with the first few? In the first singles now, what was the lineup anyway with the first couple of men?
Dan Lambert had a tough match today. He was defeated in three sets. He lost 6-4 in the third. I played second singles today. I won the only singles match for Cal Poly, defeated my opponent 6-4, 6-2. Greg Pierce played number three singles today and was defeated 6-3, 6-1. John Ross had a tough match at number four. I think the score was three sets. John won 6-4 in the third.
I see. One other question here on the doubles. I understand that the number one doubles had quite a match.
Well, at first doubles today, Dan Lambert and I played two boys from UCSB who had defeated the number one doubles team, USC, who are ranked number one or two in the nation. And the score in our match today, they took us 9-7 the first set, and then it went to 15-13 the second set. Dan and I pulled it through. In the third set, we got stomped on 6-3 in the third. But it was a pretty good match for us, considering they did beat the USC first doubles team.
Sounds great. Now, what's coming up this week in tennis action at Cal Poly?
This week, we have a match against Fresno State Tuesday afternoon here at home at 2:30. I'd like to see some people come out there for our match, which should be a good match. Fresno State's got a fair tennis team. And then Friday and Saturday, we travel up to San Francisco to play USF and Hayward State.
I see. Okay, so that'll be Tuesday here against Fresno State at 2:30 on the men's tennis courts. Okay, one last question here. Do you know what the mystery word is on Radio 91 today?
Black snow.
Black snow. Congratulations.
Somebody just won a record. I
just won yourself a record from Radio 91. Back to David W. Dexter.
We've got some good stuff from the Fifth Dimension from their new album, Love's Lines, Angles and Rhymes. Oh, it's called Time and Love. I think it's going to be their next big hit. Listen to this.
Time and Love.
That's the Fifth Dimension. And I don't hear anything on Radio 91. I want to introduce Steve Gale, who's going to take over and sort of do his thing for another hour. And, or so.
Well, thank you very much, Lou. He's going to try to do his thing at any rate, as we have 4 minutes before 8 o'clock in the evening. And who is still with us down at KCPR Studios?
Oh, you're good, Scott friendly.
Uh-oh.
Look out. Here it comes. Ed O'Brien, right here at the controls.
Hey,
I should have known.
Yeah. Turn down your wireless mic.
I'm glad you told me that. It's down all the way. How does that sound?
It's down all the way. Well, I'm still getting fuzzies from you. But nevertheless, I've got a real good super duper, whatever you call it. It's a game now, and it's worth a record. Yeah,
it's worth a record for one of our listeners.
To one of our listeners. That's right. And if you can name the title and the artist whose song is subtitled as African Trilogy 2.
African Trilogy 2.
Yeah, a bit of trivia here now. It's called African Trilogy 2. Is the subtitle, and if you can give the name of the song and the artist, then it's worth a record.
Well, right.
Should we call it 546-2289?
Right. If you know that out there in Radio Land, if you know the answer to that question, call 546-2289. Talk to Ed O'Brien, and he should know the answer.
Let me ask Ed O'Brien a question.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what the real name of the song is?
Yes, I do. I've got it right here.
Okay. Can you pronounce it?
Yeah, fairly well.
All right. I just want to make sure. If we wait about... that's right. Why don't you just start the music?
Well,
right.
That sounds like a good idea. Tell you what, we're going to listen to the Assembled Multitude now in 24 Hours from Tulsa. That's the Assembled Multitude, right, and it's a song called 24 Hands from Tulsa. With me right now is Steve Reeves. Steve, can we have a quick word?
Hey, yeah, a quick word for all you little fans. Hey, who else is on this group? Is our staff around? Studio, are you down there? I didn't hear the studio.
Yeah, we're here. I'm here.
Oh, that's Scott
Johnson. Scott. Hey.
Just got here.
Hey, Scott, could you tell me where Snoopy was born?
Snoopy?
Yeah, where was Snoopy born?
I guess it might
even be worth a free record just for you.
In San Luis Obispo, KCPR.
No, I'm sorry.
In a hospital.
No, that was, Steve, wasn't that tricky, though? I did get my ID in.
Oh, yeah. What do we have, dumb staff around here?
Tell you what, let's listen to an ID.
All right.
You just listen to it, but this will do, too.
Oh, we did?
From the campus of Cal Poly, bringing you the opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union, this is KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Well, thank you very much, and we're glad to hear it. And We hope you can make it down tonight if you haven't made it down just yet. It's really great. We're starting to fill up a little bit more here at the College Union, and get a lot of people. Steve Reeves, did you have the answer to that question for
us? Where you was didn't know where Snoopy was born, I'll tell you. He was born on the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm.
Oh, I remember that now.
The Daisy
Hill
Puppy Farm.
Don't you ever forget it again.
I can't believe it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put on some music right now, and I'll tell you, this is for all you teeny boppers out there from way back when, the Beach Boys, and Get Around. So get around.
It sounds like it's for Scott.
I love it.
The Beach Boys, oh boy, yeah, that's a little oldie sound there from our friend and yours. I get around. Steve Reeves, have you got another one of those big questions for us?
Oh, since you talked me into it, Steve. Hey, who wrote, maybe I can read my sheet here. Let's get the second question here. What are baby geese called? Come on, Steve, do you know?
What are baby geese called? Well, you really come up with the winners, I have to admit.
Well, I have to admit, these are from the trivia bowl downstairs.
Wait a minute, we got Scott Johnson.
Hello. I don't know what that is, but you better get it away from our radio station.
Okay, there we go. No, try not to overdrive. I think we're going to have to have it.
It's 8:04. I don't know what E's are. Could you tell me that?
Can you tell? Are we still here? Yeah, okay.
I guess we're still here.
We just got rid of that, I think. I don't know what happened. Oh, well. Anyway, what are geese
What are baby
made
geese
of?
Called, anyway?
Scott, do you know what baby geese are called?
Baby yeasts?
Yes.
No, geese, man.
Geese.
Geese, you know, as...
Eggs.
No, baby geese, man.
Uh-oh, you're not in anymore, Steve.
Baby geese are supposed to be eggs.
Okay, he says baby geese are supposed to be eggs. Is that right?
I'm no longer on the air?
Well, no, but I am.
Well, why don't you try to tell him it's gosling?
Gosling. Try talking into the mic.
Goslings? Am I on?
You're on.
Oh,
way to
hey,
go.
Yeah, it's really called goslings.
Goslings, huh? Well,
we're going to have to work out the technical difficulties here, Steve.
Right, as we said, we're here at the College Union. And as you know, we've been here all day. We're going to be going straight up until 12 midnight. And we have the Peppermint Rainbow.
Hold it. I just had a phone call. Do we have anybody downstairs that knows who the winner of the Trivia Bowl was?
Well, not just yet. We don't have a word. What time is it?
Hey, guess we goofed. We were supposed to be down there to get an interview with the winner.
That's right. We were, Steve Reeves. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get somebody down there right away to find out. We'll get an interview with the winner if we can. In the meantime, we're going to listen to the Peppermint Rainbow. Is that okay with you, Scott?
Hop to it.
Okay. This is Will You Be Staying After Sunday? I sure hope so. The Peppermint Rainbow. Will you be staying after Sunday or coming home on Monday? I think I better come home right now.
Boy, I'm ready to quit right now.
I'll be home on Thursday.
Oh, Scott? Good. I'm glad to hear it. Speaking of Thursday, did you realize that this is the last week of school at the winter quarter?
I say thanks something, but we can't say that on the air. So I'm very happy it's the last week, but then we got finals coming up. So
you know, while we're sitting here, something just came to mind. You know, I think a bit of recognition is due at this time. I think it'd be very apropos. Steve Reeves, who is sitting here with me at this time, he has really done one heck of a job for KCPR in this last week, getting us lined up to be up here for transmitting from the College Union. He is responsible for all negotiations, getting us up here, and he has really done one heck of a job. And as you can hear in the background, the applause for none other than Steve Reeves. Steve, way to go.
I'm going to hire you for my PR, man. This is great.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything you want to add there, Scott?
I'm speechless.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, speaking of Scott, we're going to talk to Bobby Goldsboro here.
You're not going to play that song. Please.
We're playing that song for you. Watching Scotty grow.
No, not Scotty.
Yes.
No, this is Bobby Goldsboro.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your drive and the picture show. I'll stay here with my little man Neil, bide my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's just 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy.
In 4 short years I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane, I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders, off to bed. Old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Watching Scotty grow.
All right.
Who's playing with the override?
Oh, okay, I heard that. Watching Scotty grow, that's Bobby Goldsboro at KCPR 811 from the College Union.
You know something? I think that we got a really interesting interview coming up from the other room.
Well, that sounds far out.
Why don't we take a listen?
Gary,
are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
We are having technical difficulties. Try
okay.
Again.
Okay. All right. Well, how am I coming in now?
Very bad. Why don't you come out here and do it? How does that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be waiting for you. At any rate, that was a nice try, but not a very good one after all. Steve.
Well, little things happen like that.
Yeah. What is going on now? We still have the movies going on, of course. This is right
to
our left here.
Yeah, movies will be going on all night. I don't hear any of the bands right now.
I don't either.
The audio level down here stopped. Really, you know, it's really gone down quite a bit.
Tragic.
We're going to have an interview with the winning team of the Trivia Bowl.
The winning team of the Trivia Bowl?
Boy, that's a tongue twister.
Oh, it's you're really not kidding. Gee,
we'll have an interview with them coming up, right away, maybe after a record or
right
so.
Right away. I'll tell you what, why don't we put some more music on. Scott Johnson, are you still back there? Oh, you are, okay.
I'm still here.
I'm glad to hear it.
Looking for a piece of music for you people that you will hear as soon as I find it.
No, we've got the music all set to go.
No, you don't have music like this music.
Oh, like this music. Uh-oh, is that a hint? I think
That's a very subtle hint.
Subtle as a 10-ton truck.
Upset that we played his theme song.
Yes, I feel sorry for Scots all over the nation that have to listen to that song.
Well, I think we ought to cry.
I was going to play Louie Louie for Louie Louie, but he's not there now.
Oh, that's right, he's not there. So what do you think? You want us to take it from here?
I want to play a history one of these times.
A history? Why don't you play the history right now?
I got an idea. Why don't we play history?
All right, play the history.
Back in August of 1966, a writer from El Mustang, the college newspaper, said, "A little patience will pay off great dividends." The writer was speaking about a proposed College Union building. Today, the dream that President Julian A. McPhee held foremost in his mind is now a reality. Since the early part of the 1930s, Julian McPhee wanted a place that students could call their own. He dreamed of a building that would one day be the living room of the Cal Poly campus. On August 8, 1966, it was announced in Sacramento that the college had been granted a $3 million loan to finance the construction of a College Union building. Construction was to have started within a year, with the completion date being set at an optimistic 18 months later. History was to prove otherwise. Julian McPhee was not to live to see his dream become reality. But today, our new College Union is completed. It stands as a monument to an academic pioneer.
Well, that, for all you history nuts out there, was a little history from the College Union. Here we are at 8:14, and we've got an interview coming up with the Trivia Bowl, and Steve Reeves, take it away, Steve.
Okay, I don't know where I'm going to take it, but we're right out here with our winning team of the Trivia Bowl tonight. Could you tell us your name?
I'm Bob Weatherford.
And what was your team's name?
FACT, Fine Arts Committee Team.
Could you tell us some of the lines that helped you win this contest tonight?
sure.
Keep them clean, please. This is radio.
Oh, sorry, Jerry. Okay, they asked us a goofy question about the Bible, you know, like, who killed 1/4 the population of the world? It's no good question, but we answered it right anyway. It was Cain, you know? But who was Cain? You know, there's no such thing as Cain, right?
What were the guidelines for this? what kind of rules did you have to follow? I noticed when I was down there earlier that you had some beanbags throwing down there. What was the beanbags all about?
Beanbags is I can't say it, huh? Beanbags are a lot of baloney, I'll tell you that much. You had to get in a stupid toilet, you know? I'm there to give a few facts, and they want me to shoot at a toilet. So I shot at the toilet.
Beanbags it is.
Right. Yeah, so we won anyway, you know?
Okay. Do you have any last comments you'd like to make about the Trivia Bowl?
Yeah, I'd like to say a couple things. First of all, Marion Williams is going to be here April 2nd, presented by...
Sounds like a commercial.
Okay, that's it. Plus, we want to rehire Ralph Bonner. We want to hire Rizzo.
No, we don't want to listen to that.
Sorry.
So in the meantime,
well,
we're going to listen
to KCPR.
This is Gladys Knight and the Pips, and what? Read it through the grapevine. Gladys Knight and the Pips on Radio 91. I heard it through the grapevine. Solid KCPR gold. Steve Reeves, have you got a word for us?
Okay, just a word. Oh, I wasn't ready to read the commercial now, but we're going to hear from Gary Gardner and the rest of the KCPR interviewing team. I think they're back in our other studios right now. Are you back there, Gary?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, you're...
And I think we come in better this time. One of the many features of the new Julian A. McPhee College Union building is the large number of walls. Notable is the absence of the typical inscrutable wall. Each wall has its own character, and we will attempt to talk to one of them now. Thank you. Could we call you Wally for short? Thank you. We've had many controversies within the confines of your outside partners today, and we'd like to know if you can stand on firm ground on any of them. Well, we realize you can't see all the angles, but can you see both sides? Is there much distance between your far left and far right? Oh, I see. It depends on your point of view, and we don't want to box you in. Much tension in the United States today is due to color discrimination. Being a gray mixture of several colors presently joining in efforts to support this structure of green, orange, purple, white, black, red, and yellow, do you anticipate being forced to change your complexion? Oh, I'm sorry, that's political. Is it true, sir, or whatever, that you have a heart of stone? Well, we can see you're just a chip off the old block, and will fit in well at Cal Poly. Thank you, Wally, for your broad perspective.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wally. That was a great perspective.
Never say KCPR can't interview anyone, anywhere, or anything.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I won't have to on that one. We've got the Uncle John's Band coming up and the Grateful Dead at 8:20
hey,
on
one of
KCPR.
My favorite oldies.
Those are the Grateful Dead on Radio 91 with Uncle John's Band at 23 minutes past 8 o'clock in the evening up here at the College Union. I think Steve Reeves has a word about the John Lee Hooker concert tomorrow evening.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Hey, have you had a good weekend? Well, I know I have. Well, make it even better. Make the scene tomorrow night for a great folk blues concert. Hear John Lee Hooker, Kaja Oman, and Johnny Shines all in one great show. That's tomorrow night from 7 p.m. all the way till midnight in a new multipurpose room of the College Union.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. We've got some more music coming up. This is Sly and the Family Stone from their Greatest Hits album, and it's called Hot Fun in the Summertime.
I want to know a winner of the Trivia Bowl.
Oh, the winner of the Trivia Bowl.
Hey, Don, did you find out?
We already had it. Late. My own beliefs are... Sly and the Family Stone on KCPR. Everyday people. I announced that one wrong. I just realized, oh, well, that's what you get... A little accompaniment by me, Steve Reeves. What's the good word?
I don't know. Is there a good word tonight? I'm about to bump your record, so it won't work. Anyway, hey, we have a really great crowd here tonight. They're just getting all kinds of people rolling in. Why don't you come in, too? You know you didn't want to do your homework tonight anyway.
Oh,
stop
course.
By the College Union. There's
homework.
All kinds of great things happening.
What's homework?
I don't know. We haven't done it this weekend.
Right. I understand now. We haven't heard it lately, but there's still supposed to be bands going all the way up till 1 o'clock in the morning. So come on down and dance. Everything's free just about tonight. Billiards. By the way, on the billiards, I understand there's almost a four-hour wait, so you might want to hang that one up till tomorrow. Tomorrow, though, it's going to be 1 hour free of pool all day long, beginning at 12 noon till 12 midnight tomorrow night. So make it on down and play some free pool. It'll be your last chance, probably. As they say, we're going to listen to Donovan now from a little while back and Ricky Tikki Tavi at 8:26 at KCPR.
That's Donovan from the lobby of the College Union building. Scott, are you down there listening to us?
Oh, of course I am, Louis.
Yes. You want to do an ID since it's about 8:29?
It's about 8:30 by my clock.
Well, it's 8:29. It's 8:30 now. I just flipped over.
Well,
let's not argue about that. Just do an ID.
Well, okay, if you're going to be that way about it. Golly.
Entertaining Central California from San Luis Obispo. KCPR.
It's 8:31, ha ha ha.
Well, this is the Carpenters. I'm going to slow it down a whole lot because the turntable doesn't go at the right speed. And we've only just begun. Up until about 9:30, I'm going to be here, and then we'll see what happens.
We've only just begun.
Especially for anybody who's listening, that's the Carpenters, and we've only just... just begun from their album Close to You. This is Chicago from, I believe, their first album, Chicago. Simply called that. It's called Wake Up Sunshine. It's a little late in the evening to bother about waking up, but at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll see what happens. Wake up. Well, that's Chicago on Radio 91, and I've just been reminded that there's a group called Victoria, a folk rock group, or just folk, just plain old folk. Okay, and they got a guitar and the whole bit, and they're in the multi-purpose room. In the where? That's what I said, multi-purpose room, and they're really great, and they're noisy and a lot of speakers and stuff. I'm going to get my expert on Motown, who is sitting next to me here, Steve Gale.
Well, thank
He's
you.
He's a Motown expert, and
thank you, Gary Gardner. That was a...
If nothing else, Gary, as a general manager, you kick the bucket. No.
Oh, that...
Ready, Motown expert?
Yes. I want you all to know this is a great song coming up. It's by the Supremes and the Four Tops. It's from like a couple months back, quite a few months back. It's called River Deep Mountain High.
They're known as the Magnificent Seven, by the way. The Supremes and the Four Tops, River Deep and Mountain High, broadcast from the lobby of the College Union.
You send me, I know you.
That's Sam Cooke from about 1958, maybe, and You Send Me. Scott, do you have anything that you might want to let us know about down there?
Oh, there's something I want to play in a little bit, but first of all, I want to know if anybody there knows about a contest and African Trilogy number 2.
Oh, is that that same contest?
Yes, the same contest. We don't have a winner yet.
Oh.
And I was wondering if we want to still run the contest.
Oh, the number... Give the number.
546-2289.
Oh, that's a request line on Sunday nights too, right?
Right, 546-2289.
That's 2289, yes. We know. I'll call and I'll win whatever you're giving away.
Yes, well, we want to know the name and the artist.
Name and the artist.
African Trilogy number 2.
Why don't you just give the name of the record, just sort of give a hint, and then they can just guess the artist. I think it's called Suleiman.
Well, that was cheating, but...
Yeah.
That's half of the answer then.
Oh. Well, see, now if they get... the other half of the answer, then they win, right?
Yeah, half a record.
Are you still there? Oh, yes, you're still there.
Is Steve Gale and Steve Reeves still there?
Oh, they're still here.
Yes.
Well, before I go into the history, I want you to listen to this. This is exactly what I think of your show that you did just a little while ago, okay?
Oh, okay.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C, Mickey Mouse.
Scott?
Julian McPhee started planning for the College Union in the 1930s. All the profits from the college bookstore were set aside for a new permanent location. By 1968, a nest egg of $750,000 was accumulated for the new College Union building. In the summer of that year, the foundation was laid for the multi-million dollar complex. It was to be completed in October of 1969. But in October, it wasn't finished, and it was quite a ways from being near completion. Douglas Girard, Associate Dean of Facilities Planning, said in 1969 that the building contractor had been given an extension on the October 31st completion date because of problems. Since the earliest days of construction, the College Union building was plagued with unforeseen delays. The first major delay came when the entire structure had to be redesigned to accommodate a new system of tension support cables. Then, a major rainstorm caused considerable delay when the entire campus was subjected to a severe case of flood water. The building was 25% complete by January 1969, but 40% of the contractor's time had already expired. A new completion date of February 1, 1970 was set. Everyone was hopeful, but they would still have to wait a little bit longer. The new Julian A. McPhee College Union, amid delays and other problems, has finally become a reality. Your new College Union, the dream of two decades, is now ready for all of us to enjoy.
I could vouch for that, Scott. It's definitely here. I'm standing on it. And Steve Gale would like to rebuke your comment.
Yes, Scott. Just take this for what it's worth. Steve Reeves and I have a little answer here for you. As far as you're concerned, M-I-C-K-E-Y-O-U, and I'll give you the other three when I see you later on tonight.
Uh-oh. That sounds nasty. This is a group that records in L.A. They're kind of strange. It's because they talk about green-eyed ladies at Sugarloaf. The time's 8:45 from the lobby of the College Union.
Green-eyed
this evening, 8:49, from the lobby of the College Union. We have Steve Reeves and Don Overton doing an interview at the information desk with a, I think, a nice-looking young lady. I can't see because of the flowers.
Absolutely beautiful, blonde. I see your Dickie Hensel here. Could you tell me what your purpose is here?
To give people information and direct them to the different offices and activities in the college.
I mean, if I'm lost here and I can't find my mommy, can I come to you for help?
If your mother's in the College Union.
Okay. What kind of information do people generally ask when they come in here for the first time?
During the day, it's where the business offices are, and drinking fountains and restrooms, and where the activities are going on.
What kind of unusual questions have you come up with, some that you may or may not have been able to answer?
How many tons of concrete went into the building?
With that, thank you very much, and back to Luminoli for more music.
Nice long talk there. We're not gonna have a nice long talk, huh? Do you like to answer the phone? Do you enjoy answering the phone? Wait a second. Yeah, there you go.
Do you enjoy answering the phone?
Do you enjoy answering the phone when it rings?
Sure.
Oh, why don't you like to talk in a microphone then?
Because they're smaller.
Oh.
All right. We'll have to get a bigger microphone.
Find
next
a
time.
Microphone that looks like a telephone.
Right. Let's get down to our engineering staff.
This is a group called Steam. It's gold on KCPR, and I'm going to dedicate it to our engineer who's all by himself down there in the studio. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm going to find out a little later on. Well, the lyrics aren't too red hot, but that's the Steam from 1967, and Na Na Hey Hey something or other. I have Steve Gale about ready to learn how to read sitting next to me.
Oh,
or
boy,
across the table from me or something. So, give it a
you
go.
Inaccurate person, Lou.
What?
Steam was from 1969.
Oh, I blew it again, huh?
Oh, tough one to lose. Hey, well, we've got an evening of music in store for everyone that might want to come up to the College Union tonight. Going on right now is the group Victoria, who presents a folk concert. And to top it off at 10:15 tonight is going to be a rock dance with the Clockwork Orange. Remember, they all take place in the multipurpose room, and that's upstairs in the College Union, the new College Union, of course. That's which is right across from us. 10:15 is that big rock dance, so make it out if you can.
Give me the definition of a rock dance, Steve.
A rock dance? Well, that's a dance with rocks.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, that's a dance.
The Italian national anthem for Steve Stagnaro. From the College Union building on a Saturday night, supposedly party night in the city, but very few parties tonight. It's all happening here. A lot of concerts and a lot of good things going on. They're all free, so it'll be going on until 1 a.m. So come on over and at least have a look at the building. It's the spiral staircase.
Bringing Cal Poly in the Central California coast, the opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union, this is KCPR San Luis Obispo.
And now, while I've got a chance to get a word in edgewise, I want to,
Edgewise?
Edgewise, that's sideways, beside on one edge.
Before you say anything, let me just tell the people it's 9 o'clock.
No, it's 9:01.
It just
flipped again.
Over
you
again.
Blew it again,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
I had a remark from a girl on the phone that said she liked my comment about the comment about Steve Reeves and Steve Gale.
So what?
And also, she requested George Harrison.
My Sweet Lord.
No, not My Sweet Lord. Apple Scruffs.
Oh, okay, we'll dig it up.
Dig it up?
Would you believe that during...
Put it on.
Would you believe that during
and
that...
And turn it around.
Would you believe that during
Would you
that,
believe?
You're not listening to me.
Would you believe I'm trying
to... interlude,
to
which was called an ID at 9 o'clock, that I queued a record up on the same turntable that I'd just been playing on?
Yes, I believe it, because you're long ID.
Oh.
Stop talking while I'm interrupting.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to interrupt.
Are you finished?
Well, you got to start talking before I can interrupt.
Thank God. This is Stephen Stills,
and
one of the finest fidelity recordings I've ever heard. I caught it before it ended. How's that? You were rude.
Oh, you sly devil.
You interrupted my favorite record.
Well, it needed interrupting tonight.
Did you have something to tell us?
Yes, I have something very important to tell you.
contest who could beat him. That was Stephen Stills from his album, Stephen Stills.
And don't you forget it.
Love the one you're with if you're not with the one you love, or something like that. I really don't know. You want to tell us something, so
yes,
go on, get
yes,
it
yes.
out.
Yes, it's very, very important. I just got this word from our spot director, Greg Golden. He gave me the list of the number one song in Poland this week.
What is it?
Are you ready?
I think I have it queued up. I'll bet I have it queued up.
It's called Gorlewood 2 by Marek Grzechucha.
You're going to have to settle for Ray Stevens.
Everything is beautiful in its own
such a team, folks.
Way. Let our thoughts be free.
I'm going to interrupt right now because something really fantastic has happened down here. Would you believe, Scott, that for the first time today we've got more than 10 people standing in front of the booth staring at me?
No, because I had more than 10 people in front of the booth about 6:30 tonight.
Yeah, but I have, how many more than 10? We'll have a contest here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 people. And that's not even counting myself.
You beat me.
Oh, I want to have a contest.
I can
see. I want to have a contest.
A contest, a contest,
well,
a contest,
not,
gonna
no,
have
gonna
a, contest.
A contest. No, it's going to be a job. I want somebody to read a piece of material for me. And you could give. I'll give you a record. Will you read a piece of material for me? You. She's not staring at me. You. Would you like a record? If you read something for me, I'll give you a record. Oh, come on, it won't hurt.
I'm writing to you as one of thousands of your loyal and grateful listeners.
That was uncalled for, Scott. That was really uncalled for. Yeah. There's a girl wearing a green thing. She's going to read for us.
What kind of a green thing?
I think you call it a poncho or something. No, just a cape. Well, let her in.
Is that all?
No, she has other clothes on. Just control yourself, Scott.
Oh.
What's your name?
Vicky.
Vicky? Okay.
Yeah.
Vicky's going to read for us. Okay.
Hello, Vicky.
Another great Cal Poly film show tonight, a repeat performance of last night's six-hour marathon, except tonight it'll be 7 hours. I get to see the end of the movie tonight. See Cool Hand Luke, the committee, W.C. Fields, and others. An all-in-one fantabulous marathon. Tonight's show starts at 5 p.m. Oh, it started at 5 p.m. and goes until 1 in the morning. Show up tonight for sure in the upstairs lounge of the College Union. It's directly above the Mustang Lounge near the information desk. And remember, if you don't make it tonight, who will?
Wasn't that good?
That was just groovy.
What do you think of that? We got to hire her. We could drop three or four of our normal DJs.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure.
Look, I'm
going to
play her the request you requested.
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, what about this?
It's from an album.
I am 18.
No, wait a minute.
For 3 years now, I have been listening to your broadcast, and this.
Isn't he groovy too? See, he can read. We ought to hire him too.
That's Dexter's brother. No, I'm going to go back. I'm going to start this again now. I'm going to get it right.
These 3 years have played back.
This letter is what?
Well, we won't listen to him. It's 9:09 now at KCPR and in San Luis Obispo, and I guess it's 9:09 most of the western coast.
Right. This is from an album called All Things Must Pass. It's by George Harrison.
It's by request.
It's by request. Apple Scruffs.
Apple Scruffs.
Is that something to eat for breakfast?
No, that's Apple Muffs. Or Apple Pancakes. I'm not sure which.
Go next door.
Go to the bathroom.
Now I watch you sitting there, seeing the passers-by all stir, like you have no place.
Did you know that dried apples are nature's fruit?
There's so much they don't know about the apple scrub.
They're also a great natural laxative.
You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears, now it's been a long, long time.
Well, I guess that just goes to prove if we have it, we'll usually play it. Scott, the girl that read that thing before, she didn't want a record. She wanted to promo somebody's show on KCPR. So if she wants to do that right now, you can. Keep it short, though, under 12 seconds.
Well, since everybody will have watched the movies until 1 o'clock, then they'll only have to stay up 2 more hours, and from 3 until 7 in the morning, you can listen to Brad Brown on KCPR.
Brad Brown, KCPR, can you believe that? Alias what tonight? Alias what? Do you have... Alias what? That's his name tonight. Oh.
That's like who's on first, what's on second. Hey, stop that music for a second. I got something more important. I want you to do this for me.
What?
You get great pleasure out of talking up records, right?
Oh, sometimes.
Right, okay, well, here's one for you to talk up.
Wait. That's my song, man. That's Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, right?
Correct, from 1964.
We can listen to the whole thing?
You dummy. Heard of the whole unadulterated version? Well, that's the adulterated version, Louie Louie and the Kingsmen.
I was waiting for you to stop it. It's just really getting kind of nauseating, actually.
Well, you could play Watching Scotty Grow. I can play Louie Louie. Okay,
well, if
Louie?
I can find it, I'll play it.
They already played it, though, so you're too late.
Oh.
It's 9:15. Do you have 55 seconds?
Do I have 55 seconds? Is it going to be interesting?
I sure hope so.
Well, then I'll give you 55 seconds, and then Blood, Sweat, and Tears, okay?
On. We got 2 seconds to wait. Right
okay.
Now.
Right, it was 55 seconds, Scott, and it's now 9:16.
No, it's now 9:17.
No, it hasn't flipped yet. I'll wait for it to flip, and then we'll do something. You know where I am, right?
Right, you're in the new Julian A. McPhee College Union building on the Cal Poly campus.
Quiet, please.
Okay.
It's my song now. It's called More and More and More and More.
More.
We're going to listen to the whole thing, right?
If you wish.
Okay. Screaming for what it's worth, that's David Clayton Thomas in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and this is a group that sounds a lot like the early Beatles. They call themselves Badfinger. They just happen to record on Apple Records, and it's called No Matter What.
No matter what you are.
Badfinger, no matter what. And from my special correspondent, we have a word on the concert upcoming at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, at 10:15 to be exact, the Clockwork Orange will be in the, I guess, what you'd call the theater up here at the College Union.
Multi-purpose room.
Thank you, Lou. And right now, until 10 o'clock, the group Victoria is going on.
One girl,
right.
That's her name, Victoria.
Right.
I hear she really sings good, and she looks
does.
Nice, and it's
she
loud.
Does.
And what, Steve? Oh, time, I see. Until 10 o'clock. I don't know. When you look at your watch, you scare me.
Steve always scares you.
I was wondering, I think a lot of people listen to us while they're out in their cars, and if you do, if you haven't drive by the College Union building, honk your horn if you're listening to us. And we're going to play Three Dog Night. We go out in the country, which San Luis Obispo is sort of country all over the place. At least that's what the Sheriff's Department tells us lately, because they patrol most of the areas. It's 9:24 in the College Union lobby. You're listening to KCBR in San Luis Obispo. That's Steve Stagner, I would say, from their album, It Ain't Easy. That's Three Dog Night and Out in the Country. And I figured, well, as long as I'm slowing it down this much, I might as well continue. This is Mac Davis. He's a song painter, and he's going to paint you a song. 9:27. Mr. Mac Davis, a man who's written a lot of songs for Elvis Presley and Bobby Goldsboro and people like that, singing some of his own. You're listening to KCBR in San Luis Obispo. It's about 9:31, and I told you I'd soften it up until 9:30, but I'm gonna make it loud right now. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I'm gonna hop on a 727 and watch the traveling band. I know, but it's been played before, Lou. How right you are.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Scott. That's traveling band, you might say, at 9:32 at the College Union. And, of course, still many, many people up here go until 1 in the morning.
Okay, now, what's the movie in the movie place?
What's the movie in the movie place? Oh,
who
brother,
knows?
Why do you always hit me with these things?
Well, you guys are supposed to know. You're
that's
up
true.
There.
Well, let's put it
you
this
people,
way.
You people are at the College Union,
uh-huh.
And you're there, and
yes.
You're supposed to be broadcasting it for the world to know,
yeah.
And you don't even know what movie's on.
Yeah, but the
aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
How can you expect us to do it when you don't even let us get two words in edgewise?
But aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
Not at all.
No, Scott.
Why should
the
I
movie
be?
Is either Cool Hand Luke, The Committee, Big Hand 4.
Now,
and
that's
Baby.
The chicken ways out.
That W.C. Fields is coming
Road
up.
Runner,
that's
or
the big
Hollywood
one.
Color Cartoons.
As you can hear our rattling. Way to rattle.
Let's remind the people also about the mariachi music that's going down in Mustang Lounge. Sounding pretty good. I think that's going to be going a couple more hours, so.
Let's also remind the people of the John Lee Hooker concert tomorrow, along with Kaja Oman and
right.
Johnny Shines.
It's a real biggie wiggy coming up, so you won't want to miss that one. Right. Well, anyway, at
Is the CUBG up there?
What's that?
Is the CUBG up there?
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Still alive and living up here. San Bernardino from Christie.
Except it's not San Bernardino, it's San Bernardino.
All right, San Bernardino.
Christie.
That's true. That's Christy on Radio 91 of the song called San Bernardino, the place called San Bernardino, I suppose. I've never been there myself. I've been to San Bernardino, but that's got an R in the middle of it, as opposed to San Bernardino, as I was told so rightly, I suppose, by Scott Johnson. And I have Ed O'Brien.
Yeah, in my own words, that's a hurtin' turntable.
A hurtin' turntable.
Hurting.
Oh,
yeah.
Hurting. A hurting. Why don't you say it and not spray it? Oh, well, at any rate.
Are they both bad like that?
Well, not quite. The other one sounds pretty good. We've got Van Morrison coming up in Domino. You want to hear it?
Not really.
Not really, huh? Well,
I guess
tough.
I don't have too much choice, do
No,
I?
I'm afraid you don't.
Well, I have all the choice in the world, but I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, gee, that's really great of you. Way to go. That's Van Morrison on the radio with a little song called Domino, and you're listening to Steve Gale from the College Union on the music radio station of the Central Coast. KCPR, 91.3 FM, and make it down to the College Union. You still have plenty of time. It's 9:40, as we said. Go until 1 a.m. tonight, as we've got Diana Ross and a song called Remember Me. Motown Sound, Diana Ross on Radio 91, Remember Me. 9:44.
Who are you? I can't remember.
Who are I? I don't know. Who am I?
Somebody tell him who he is so we can play the history. Hello? Is anybody there?
We're still here, believe it or not. And I won't tell you what happened there because I don't want to incriminate myself. At any rate,
you turned the volume
down. Would you believe that you still have plenty of time if you're out there? About a half an hour coming up is a big rock concert. The Clockwork Orange will be performing in the multi-purpose room here at the College Union, of course. So take a study break from whatever kind of studying you're doing out there. We won't go into details.
Hey, Scott?
But at any rate...
Yes, I'm here.
I have a million-dollar question for you.
Well, 48 cents, anyway.
Okay, 48 cents. Who's the next group that's going to come on?
I'll tell you, if you can guess the next group that's coming on without any help from the audience...
I can guess The Ventures, right?
Wrong.
Right.
And I didn't say what I was going to give you. Scott Johnson, I wish you'd give me just a little more time. That is the chairman of the board at Radio 91, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock in the evening on a beautiful Saturday night.
You know, running from back here gives you delusions of grandeur.
Why is that?
Why? Because I have complete and absolute control over everything that you do.
Uh-huh. Way to go.
All I have to do is go click like that, and you're gone.
But you know better.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Don Overton, do you have anything to add at this point?
Not really. You know, let's not forget our concert tonight.
By the way,
wherever it is.
Now that we're talking about it, for those of you that are interested in billiards, you might as well hang it up for tonight because there is a 4-hour waiting list, and since it's 10 o'clock and we close at 1 o'clock, that would make it 2 o'clock. Yes, well, anyway, you wouldn't be able to make it tonight, so why don't you bip on down tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon from 12 to 12 midnight tomorrow. It will be free billiards for all.
Are you sure it's still 12 midnight? I believe it's only until 6.
Oh, yes?
Oh,
well,
yes.
We'll look into that. Anyway, it's 12 noon. And it's free billiards, I know, tomorrow afternoon at least. And 1 hour for everyone that can make it in during that time. Yes, Don?
Yeah, tomorrow about 2:30 to 3:30, we have the Dixieland Band on the upper floor lounge here in the College Union.
That also reminds me that the Collegians will be here tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, I believe, to perform in the plaza area. I think it might even be the multipurpose room. It's not on the program. It was an added attraction.
It's in the Mustang Lounge.
That's what I thought, the Mustang Lounge, like I said. That's an added attraction. It's not on the program. The Collegians, you might make it out to see them. They're a pretty good group from the college, the music department. We got Amos Moses coming up from Jerry Reed. 8 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Amos Moses. Yes!
That's Jerry Reed on the radio with a song called Amos Moses. That was up there on the top for quite some time. Scott Johnson, I think we've got a history coming up. Is that right?
Oh, boy, you're correct for a change.
Oh, well, I'm always right.
Always right. Okay, it's right here.
Good, thank you.
The college...
Oh, a dream come true. 4 minutes before 9 o'clock on the radio. This is Santana. Evil Ways.
Who's that other...
Who's that other voice?
Wouldn't you like to know? Your most eligible bachelor.
Ed O'Brien's with us now. Oh, boy.
On the campus of Cal Poly, bringing you the opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union, this is KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Well, thank you very much. We're back up here at 1 minute before 10 o'clock in the evening, and Ed O'Brien has some
Don't say that. I just put down that it's exactly 10 o'clock, and It is.
Okay, we'll try 10 o'clock then. We don't have a second counter here, so that's the breaks.
Yeah, Western Union, you know, that thing that goes, beep, it is now 7 o'clock or something like that, but actually it's whatever it is. I'd like to tell you all that Victoria is really great. She's really something to see, a fantastic folk singer. And there's nearly a capacity crowd in the multi-purpose room right now. And so,
Ed?
Yes?
I hate to tell you this, but Victoria is just about washed up.
Oh, I'm sorry, really sorry to hear that, because I was listening to her and she was really fantastic. But after Victoria is, I think it's Clockwork Orange, right?
That's correct, 10:15.
Hey, that's great. So everybody make it down for the dance.
Big rock dance, it's free, free, free.
And if you can't make it down there, Steve Gale's got some more music now to dance to.
Oh boy, I bet you're just dying to hear this
oh,
one.
Oh, I bet I am too.
The Carpenters, for all we know.
Mm.
Carpenters on Radio 91 with a nice bright sound for you all, for all we know. In fact, at 3 minutes past 10 o'clock, and Ed O'Brien, I think we've got some info on the Hooker concert tomorrow.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker. You know, have you had a good weekend? I hope you have. Anyway, make it even better. So make the scene tomorrow evening for a great folk blues concert and hear John Lee Hooker, Kaja Oman, and Johnny Shines all in one great show, and that's tomorrow evening from 7 p.m. all the way until midnight in the multi-purpose room of your brand new Julian McPhee College Union.
And say, while we're on the subject of concerts, don't forget that Sunday, March 28th at 8 p.m., Linda Ronstadt will be here. Linda Ronstadt with Stead.
Yeah, the Stone Pony or something
like
that.
Yeah, Sweetwater, right. The Cal Poly Men's Gym, the general admission is $3, and students with ASI cards are $2. This is presented by the Cal Poly Assemblies Committee, so don't forget that's March 28th, and make it to that one, too.
That's going to be a fantastic concert.
Right.
It really is.
Is Jim D back on the home front?
Right. I'm right here. How are you doing,
oh,
Steve?
Oh, my sweet Lord, what a hit.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ, superstar himself.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Well, pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. As you can probably tell, I'm used to my voice now, but I think to everyone else, it sounds like I have a dreadful cold.
We're going to have to play some heavy music for you, Jim.
You know, I've got one. You know, I just put this on especially for Jim, the one I'm next going to play, because I know he'll really appreciate this one, especially for the voice he's got, and it's... You'll never guess the name of it. It's Mickey's Monkey, but you know who it's by? Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Oh, right.
Everybody ready? Yeah! All right, now here we go.
Oh, my sweet Lord. You know, I think we're going to wear that statement out tonight. Anyway, that's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles out of the Golden Files. And Mickey's Monkey. Right, Jim D?
Right. Hey, Steve, I think I just thought of something here. I was just sitting here.
Don't tell me you thought of something.
Oh, I really did.
Jim D, actually think?
It was a task, but I really came up with something.
Way
just think,
go.
We've been on, for 12 hours today?
Yeah, we began broadcasting about 11:30
11 o'clock, yes.
Yeah, well, look, between almost every record, we throw on the mics, and the listeners just hear us. I've heard us probably between every song, right?
Oh, maybe every, yeah, I'd say that.
Okay.
Maybe once we put two together.
Why don't we just...
I've got an idea.
No, I got... Let me
I've got an idea.
Oh, well,
Let's run a couple
first.
Of songs together without talking between.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Is that a good idea, Jim?
Yeah, but let's just first tell all the people everything that's happening. Just set everybody straight of the College Union happenings
College
the rest
Union
of today.
Happenings.
And tomorrow, okay?
Okay, the rest of today and tomorrow. You
okay,
ready?
Is Victoria still playing?
Well, she just wrapped it up, I believe. Anybody just come from Victoria? And she's already wrapped up. I understood it was excellent, she has been wrapped up, and coming up in about, what?
In a box she was wrapped up in, and she was carted off stage,
yeah. In about 7 minutes, coming up is the...
Clockwork Orange.
The Clockwork Orange for
a
rock concert,
that
and people are starting
fine.
To come in right now for that big rock dance. Of course, it's free, so come down, like we say. And what else is going on tonight at O'Brien?
Downstairs in the lounge downstairs, they have the mariachi music by the Melodias, I believe.
That's down in the Mustang Lounge.
That's right. And right next to us in the lounge upstairs are the
the movie marathon.
Right.
They're going until 1 in the morning all the way through. So if you feel like seeing some flicks, come on up and see some flicks.
Yeah, after you finish your homework, or just come down. We have lots of people standing around us here and giving us the eye or whatever.
You're right.
And it's a lot of fun.
And what about tomorrow now?
Tomorrow, let's see. Sunday, we've got from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. and there's a Cal Poly Studio Band. That's going to be in the multipurpose room. Also in the multipurpose room from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., we'll have a folk blues concert featuring John Lee Hooker, Kaja Oman, and Johnny Shines. And other goodies. In the Mustang Lounge, from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., we'll have a Dixieland band. And let's see.
One thing that's not on there is at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the Collegians will perform here at the College Union, and that ought to be a great show. So come on out for everything tomorrow, for all the finalities of the opening ceremonies. And don't forget also free billiards tomorrow afternoon for 1 hour. First come, first serve, as they say.
Yeah, you better forget about it tonight because they're all booked up.
That's all she wrote for tonight.
Those were all the things I was going to say, but now you just took them all from
me. Do you have something to add?
Nothing. I was going to just read through all the coming events, and then that was
all
about
of a sudden,
all.
We were waiting for you, but you never read them. So
I couldn't get a word in Ezra's, put it that way. Now, look, I trust that you'll play two fine songs
without
saying
anything. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play three fine songs without saying anything.
Beautiful.
We're going to start off with Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady. Santana on the radio, Oye Como Va, 1019 on Radio 91. Before Santana, you heard the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Our House. Jim D., do you have a history coming up for us there?
Yes, I do. Are we going to have any more interviews or anything like that this evening?
Well, we're going to maybe pick around and see what we can do, but I wouldn't say one way or the other. I wouldn't bet on it. Uh-oh.
You having problems?
I think we're back to normal now.
Okay.
That was Ed O'Brien.
Anyway. Me talking.
How about that history? Ready?
Right.
Go.
Yeah, monument it is, and tons of people down here tonight. Just, you know, so if you've got nothing better to do, come on down and join in the action, because there is a lot of action going on this evening at the College Union. Steve, got some more music for us, don't you?
Right, Ed. We're going to dig deep, deep, deep back into the archives of KCPR.
A moldy goldie, huh?
Right. This is the Association and Cherish. Solid gold from KCPR, it's called Cherish at 1023 from the Association to the Four Tops of today. Just seven numbers can straighten out my life. Strawberry Fields Forever, as I was caught, in the wrong way. At any rate, how about a little ID back at the station, Jim D? He's still there.
From the ocean to the campus of Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo.
Thank you very much. Say, Jim D, I've got a message for you here. You better, somebody told me to take it easy there because somebody's watching you, so watch it. Sounds of Aquarius from Steel and Brass. 24 minutes before 11 o'clock in the city of San Luis Obispo here at the Cal Poly College Union opening. Lots of people here.
How you doing, Steve?
Pretty good. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, not too badly. How is Ed there?
Well,
I'd just like to tell you that it wasn't your hi-fi that was distorting or anything. It wasn't us here at KCPR. It was just the record that sounded kind of
brass, and all those are steel instruments.
Hey, guess what, Ed? Sorry about that, but I didn't have you caught it up.
We didn't hear half of you there.
Start over again, what
okay,
you just were
well,
saying.
I was just going to tell you that it wasn't your hi-fi, and it wasn't us, KCPR, that was sounding bad. It was just a record. That's the way the record is. It's called Steel and Brass, and everything, all the instruments, are all steel, and they're like, you know, gallon drums.
And
steel.
Brass.
And brass, naturally.
Oh, yes.
I hate to bring up the point, but I think one of your turntables there on a couple records sounded a little bit sick.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Jim.
I don't like to avoid the issue, but, you know, it just sounded that way.
I hate to tell you this, you're right.
Oh.
But we are very happy to have these turntables, so we aren't going to complain.
Right. Actually,
we tried to fix the problem, and we were unable to fix the problem, so subsequently, we haven't fixed the problem.
Chipmunks just won't eat tonight. I mean, there's something wrong.
Yeah, they won't.
We tried to feed the chipmunks, and they just wouldn't eat. It's pretty bad. But nevertheless, Steve's got some more music for you, so let's get right on it.
To go along with that last one we just had, from the Cow Sills, Hair.
Yeah, did I hear a My Sweet Lord in there someplace?
Oh, My Sweet Lord, you heard it right.
That was a hit.
Creedence Clearwater Revival and Hey Tonight. Before that, we heard, of course, the famous Golden Hair from the Cow Seals, and I think we have some history coming up for all those college union history nuts out there. Is that right?
No, wait a minute.
That's wrong, just as I thought.
I just want to ask you, or just first we'll tell the people that, or the listeners, that the rock dance is still going on. Is it going on?
That is going on right now officially. And
have you had a chance to go in and listen to Clockwork Orange?
Gee, I really wanted to, but I just haven't been able to
get
away.
Well, we can hear them coming through the hall.
Why don't we hold
good.
Our microphones up?
Oh, no.
How was that?
Well, it didn't sound too great.
Oh.
You know, the Clockwork Orange is the band that Mike Kinney is on.
Oh, yeah?
Mike Kinney is a disc jockey here at KCPR. He's on Sunday nights at, or more like Monday mornings.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
12.
Guy.
And then he's on Tuesday, or Wednesday mornings at 12. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Resident disc jockey in his own band, right?
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
Hey, so make it down for the dance in the multi-purpose room.
Yeah, it's only been going for about a half an hour, where it still has till 1 in the morning. No, wait a minute. Does it go to
12:30?
12:30. All right. Well, just under 2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes, so lots of time.
And it's free,
to really,
too.
Do your thing.
You.
Yeah, it's free. That's the good part about it.
Yeah.
Tell you what, with 16 minutes before 11 o'clock, the young man in front of me here wanted to hear Elton John. So from his feature album of Tumbleweed Connection, this is Amaria. That's Elton John by request on Radio 91 from his Tumbleweed Connection album, and it's called Amaria. Mr. Jim D. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Ed O'Brien.
Okay. Jim, I just got back from the Clockwork Orange concert.
Right.
Yeah. And it sounds really great. The sound is really fantastic. They've got about an eight-piece band. And not only is the band great, but they have a light show that is really out of this world. It's really good. So if you can, make it on down. It's quite a capacity crowd tonight. There are quite a few people, but still, it's worth getting down there and listening to.
Did you see Mike Kinney there?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I think he looks like he's playing rhythm or lead guitar, although I'm not exactly sure. I looked at him from far away.
Uh-huh. Why don't we get into a college union history thing right now?
That sounds good. Before you do, 1 second, I had a request here from a young chap that wanted to listen to some early Beatles. What do you think? Sounds good? Can you dig something out?
Sounds fine.
So why don't you dig something out in the meantime? We'll listen to the history nuts.
History first, and then Beatles.
Well, if you can't hack the Beatles, I'll put some Love and Spoonful on.
Well, why don't we listen to the history, and then we'll straighten things out after that.
10-4.
There you have it. Steve?
Oh, yes, we have
it. Well, thank you very much, Mr. D and Mr. Craig Hines. How do the Beatles look?
Well, they look fine to me. I can't see them right now, really.
You can't, huh? Well, that makes sense, I suppose.
I'd like to hear them. Did you locate?
Did I locate?
Oh, you wanted me to locate.
Yes, I wanted you to locate.
Oh.
Well, we've got some Love and Spoonful.
Did you miss the boat?
I missed the boat completely.
Why is it that you always miss the boat completely?
No, look, I thought I was going to play that. I thought I was going to play the history, and you were going to go searching for it. But let me turn around here.
I'll tell you what. I'll play the Love and Spoonful.
There they are. Okay. And what was the requested song?
He wanted to hear some early Beatles. He didn't say anything in particular, but just something early from the Beatles. So while you're doing that, we're going to dig deep into the KCP archives for the Love and Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? Say, we got Steve Reeves coming up in a few moments with an interview, so stay tuned. Do you believe in magic? A Love and Spoonful as we crank it right in there for you. Do you believe in magic? 4 minutes before 11 o'clock, Jim D. It's your turn.
Okay, here are the Beatles.
Oh, boy. Close your eyes.
Thank you.
bringing Cal Poly in the Central California coast, the opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union. This is KCPR San Luis Obispo.
1 minute before 11 o'clock, Simon and Garfunkel now, Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Waters. We have a remote now from, I believe, Steve Reeves. Steve, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm out here with the lovely Miss Judy Cochran of the College Union Board of Governors. Judy, would you tell us about your position on the Board of Governors?
Oh, basically, I'm secretary on the board this year, which is made up of 10 students and 5 faculty, each with a vote, and 6 non-voting members.
Could you tell us what upcoming activities or plans the Board of Governors has for this building? Oh, you're not really sure. We're going to ask you anyway. Do you know anything about what's happening?
As far as room uses and new ideas for room, you know, for things going into rooms, we're open for new suggestions. In fact, we're looking for ideas to go in new rooms. We're going to be having a contest to decide names on the rooms. So be looking for that. There'll be some sort of prize which isn't decided yet.
Could you tell us when the Board of Governors meets, and are the meetings open to the public?
All meetings on campus are open to the public. And they meet on Thursday afternoons from 3 to 5 or whenever they're finished in the council chambers here at the Union.
If I were to suggest a name for a room, who would I go about seeing to get it put on the consideration list?
That hasn't been put out yet. A committee was formed to set up the contest, and the information will probably be out next week sometime or the following week after that. Or if you have any suggestions, talk to anyone on the board.
Oh, by the way, who is on the board?
The students?
Yes.
Oh, wow. There's me, Jeff Whitaker, who's chairman, Kim Brueggemann is vice chairman, Larry Hirahara, Steve Foss, Steve Anderson, Robert Metcalf, Roger Mall. I'm going to forget somebody, they're going to be mad. Russ Hurley is a SAC representative, and Bob Parks is a SEC representative, and they don't have a vote, though.
Don't forget anybody, they'll be mad at you.
Two students.
Uh-oh, two students. All right, who are you? If you're here, stand up and be recognized. Well, that's all right. We'll get them all later. Well, thank you very much, Judy. And now back to who is on the board. Ed O'Brien,
oh, Ed
for
O'Brien,
more music.
Right, okay, thank you very much, Steve Reeves. I'll give this one here to Steve Gale.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. I know Jim D's going to love this one. The Temptations with a great sound from last summer. And a ball of confusion, that's what the world is today.
Yeah, we just had to do that for good old Steve Gale.
Steve?
Yes.
I think there's no doubt in anybody's minds that you like Motown.
What, who, me? You got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest joke I ever heard.
This next song, Jim, is going to be about, or going to be sung by a lady who's going to be here on concert. I think it's March 28th.
March 28th
yeah.
is the date in the men's gym at Cal Poly. Linda Ronstadt, Sweetwater. Cal Poly's men's gym, as I said, is presented by the Cal Poly Assemblies Committee. General admission is $3, and students with ASI cards are $2. Remember that Sunday, March 28th, Linda Ronstadt in the men's gym.
She's a very lovely, lovely woman. Don't you think so, Jim D?
Definitely so.
Oh, yes. Well, Scotty Johnston's with us here tonight. And,
oh, no.
I just kind of trotted back up here to close it out with KCPR. We're going to cool things down and just take a little rest ourselves. We're wandering around. There's a movie being played. You can catch the last half of a movie called Big Hand 4 in the Mustang Upstairs Lounge. It's happening right now. And other than that, just a lot of people milling about and enjoying themselves immensely.
Okay, we're going to get into now into some Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. That was Crosby, Stills, and Nash doing something called Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And Steve Reeves, are you out there?
No, but Steve Gale is. I should say Steve Reeves is with me here. We're talking with two people who have just come out of the Clockwork Orange Band rock dance. Can we have your names, please?
Christy.
And Ken.
Christy and Ken. Well, that sounds great. What do you think of the Clockwork Orange Band?
No comment. But, no, they're all right.
Oh, they're, you know, they're pretty good.
Are you a student here at Cal Poly?
No. Cuesta.
Oh, Cuesta College. How do you like Cuesta? I was over there. We did a basketball game over there. How do you like going to Cuesta?
I like it. Non-casual.